since most of our students are, well, the Hispanics that attend this parish are bilingual, there's a great need in that matter. This is the only church here in town that does a mass in Spanish. It's one mass a week in Spanish. It's the 11 o'clock. Father Tupper, in 2005, it was around 2004 that he started this ministry, the mass, and he needed a lot of help. That's when we stepped in, my husband and I, with music, and he needed lectors, he needed ushers, he needed catechists to prepare kids for First Communion. And back in those days, we didn't do confirmation classes here. We would send them to San Agustin, they were in English. But now we have our own confirmation classes here. So we have classes starting from kindergarten up to 12th grade, specifically for First Communion, for baptism, and then for confirmation. Jesus touched my life and in gratitude, and also in seeing the need out there for people to pass on the faith. It makes me happy and it makes me feel that I'm doing something good. I'm doing something for the good of the community. And where else are they going to learn the truth if it's not here in the church? If we don't pass on the traditions, I mean, these are the most basic traditions of our faith. What's going to happen? I mean, how are they going to be able to trust God or to put their lives in God's hands? We appreciate every cent that the diocese gives us because we spend it very well here. There's so many things that are going on. Last year we had 257 students here. This was hustling and bustling. It was, the basement was full of kids. And we had 14 classes, but we needed instructors. We needed catechists. And so there's a great need of to prepare catechists, to prepare teachers, instructors, and for the passing on the faith. I mean, these children are born here. They're from parents that come from abroad, from Hispanic countries like Mexico, Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, and they're born here, so they live here, and they're going to grow up here. They're going to be the citizens of the future for this nation. So it's very, very important that we take care of them, that we attend them, that we nourish their faith, because they're going to be the citizens of the future.